I'm Jenna Adamson, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, who may give Trump the boot next? Try Britain. Trevor Noah and Jimmy Fallon examine the fine art of British insult, which is currently directed against Donald Trump, while Conan O'Brien suggests Trump shouldn't celebrate Sarah Palin's endorsement just yet. It didn't help John McCain. Listen to Noah, Fallon, O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, and Seth Meyers on the latest Trump campaign news in today's Punchlines.
This just in.
We have some breaking news right now. Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump for president.
It has begun!
He got the endorsement of Sarah Palin, yeah. Yeah, when he heard, John McCain said, well, then you're all set. Gonna go well. Yeah. It's clear sailing from here. I love that those two have joined forces
now.
It's like the Riddler and the Joker.
You know? I feel like Sarah Palin was always going to endorse Donald Trump. I don't know why. Like, no, why did it take her this long? It's like getting 8 minutes into a porn and they're still talking about the plumbing. Like.
Meanwhile, did you hear about this? British lawmakers are, they met yesterday to start debating whether or not to ban Donald Trump from entering the UK. Which is. It's crazy, because if there's anyone who should get along with Donald Trump, it's British lawmakers.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You have the charisma of a damp rag.
You don't need it to be Christmas to know when you're sitting next to a turkey.
You're a miserable pipsqueak of a man gone.
Yeah.
Donald Trump got a major endorsement today from none other than Sarah Palin. She agreed to endorse him, and he agreed to let her shoot that fuzzy animal off of his head.
It's So Trump was reaching out to evangelical Christians, and let the pandering begin.
I wrote The Art of the Deal. I wrote many bestsellers, like The Art of the Deal. Everybody read The Art. Who has read The Art of the Deal in this room? Everybody. I always say, a deep second to the Bible. The Bible is the best. The Bible. The Bible blows it away. There's nothing like the Bible.
You hear that, God? You finally got that blurb you were looking for.
But here is Sarah Palin in Iowa just a few hours ago.
And you quit footing the bill for these nations who are oil rich. We're paying for some of their skirmishes that have been going on for centuries, where they're fighting each other and yelling Allah Akbar, calling jihad on each other's heads forever and ever. Like I've said before, let them duke it out and let Allah sort it out.
Is she still talking? By the way, in case you don't know, I looked it up. A skirmish is what happens when squirrels go to war. It's called a skirmish.
Yesterday, the British Parliament actually debated whether to ban Trump from the United Kingdom because of his inflammatory statements about Muslims.
Legislators will discuss a petition signed by more than 500,000 people to ban Trump from entering Britain.
That's right. More than 500,000 British people signed a petition to ban Donald Trump from entering the UK. 500,000 people. That's almost the entire cast of Game of Thrones.
Sarah Palin appeared in Iowa today to endorse Donald Trump for president, though I think she just likes him because Trump sounds like a name she would give one of her kids. Bristol, Willow, Track Trump. Tracks.
But what you need to understand is Britain has a fairly high Muslim population. So, Donald Trump really gets their blood going. And fortunately, the Brits have a solution.
Can I not suggest that actually this is about buffoonery, and ultimately buffoonery should not be met with the blunt instrument of a ban, but with the classic British response of ridicule.
Yes. Classic British ridicule, the number one form of punishment in the UK. It's the reason their policemen don't carry guns. They're all armed with a little book of British insults.
While speaking at an evangelical university, Donald Trump praised the Bible, saying, and this is a quote, "There's nothing like it." That's what he said about the Bible.
Sure.
There's nothing like it. course, Trump changed his mind the minute he found out the book is full of Middle Easterners. Then he was like, what the hell?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.